Super Gamecast 64, episode 132. Today on the show, Sony had a state of play for the second, maybe third time. There was some Tokyo game showings. There's just so much news. There's so much news. Can somebody please hit the DJ?
DJ.
It's the last episode before our very favorite... You guys haven't heard it yet, but you be sure to tune on episode 133.
We're getting ready for Christmas.
I hate it.
No.
Wait.
What?
October coming up.
But yeah, Christmas.
Before we get into the weeds, this is Super Gamecast 64. We're a comedy show, also a video game show where if you don't laugh, you're a sociopath. My name is Matt. With me, as always, we got...
It's Kevin.
And I am confused.
That's Tyler. We're also the official podcast of SuperGameSite64.com. Go on the SuperGameSite64.com and read all of our opinions and news about games and TV shows and so much more. Guys, it has not been a while. It's only been 2 weeks. September is almost over, but there is so much news. We had not one, but two kind of industry events, and also all of these September games right before October. There's been a lot going on, but before we jump into the news, did anyone do anything super cool over the last week?
I watched a movie.
What movie?
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. Is that a movie? I thought that was a TV series.
Yeah, we binged the whole TV
series.
Yeah,
Downton Abbey, you know.
The 15-hour show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went to see it at the movie theater.
You went to see Downton Abbey at the movie theater?
Yep.
Was it great?
Yep.
Kevin, how about you?
I played Stardew Valley IRL.
Oh, so you farmed.
I did.
How
or you got married.
What? Or you went to the town.
Oh, right, yeah.
And you tried to sell an old fossil for $40 million.
No, I got caught rifling through the garbage can trying to find cake.
Wait, didn't you get killed by a slime and then get teleported back to your house?
Yeah, actually. Oh, God, I wish.
How are the mines?
Actually, there is a mine down by where I went, and there's a coal company trying to buy a state forest so that they can mine all the mine out.
That's
under. It's kind of like a real life. It really is kind of like a real life JoJo. Like, but anyway, I went to my friend's farm. I had a good time.
Wait, great. Did you actually farm?
No.
But you didn't pull a single vegetable?
Not a single. Well, they weren't ready.
It wasn't harvest moon.
A bad farmer pulls their vegetables early. That's like a thing that farmers say. Just trust me.
A good farmer lets it sit in the...
A good farmer...
Lets it sit in the dirt.
Lets it sit in the dirt.
Yeah, speaking of dirt, PlayStation... No, I'm just fucking... Sony, ever since Nintendo started doing their Nintendo Direct, Sony was like, what if we copy Nintendo again? And they're doing their state of play, which is essentially just these 20-minute, it's like the Nintendo Directs, they're 20-minute video presentations, which update us gamers on the latest and greatest coming from Sony. The state of play was, September 24th. It was full of news, not as big of a news cycle as I thought, but there was plenty of stuff.
Did they ever workshop the name and call it, like, PlayStation Straightforward?
Or Play to Stay?
It's like Nintendo Direct, you know, like...
I don't...
Nintendo... PlayStation Honest?
Yeah, maybe it's just they need it a little bit smaller.
Why would they be that on the nose?
Just PlayStation Direct. Fuck you, Nintendo.
PlayStation Elevated Wooden Abode.
This is also an explicit show, so if you don't like the word fuck, turn it off.
Wasn't me for once.
No, it hasn't been you consistently.
It's been Matt twice in a row now.
I've had the focus and patience... Of a religious ascetic. In not saying the word fuck. Nope. Almost said it.
You close. Let's get into the state of play from PlayStation. The first thing I saw, there was a lot of things. Not everything from the state of play presentation is in this show. But there was a decent amount of things. Some indie stuff. The first indie thing that caught my eye was a game called Watam. It's Wattam. And the logo looks like the inverse of one of those hardcore band logos you can't make out. It's just too bubbly to make out.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about, like Black Veil Brides, or like if you took Metallica and you made it even more like edge, literally edgy.
No, it's the opposite.
Pointy. Right.
But it's like big. But yeah,
it's like if you hugged one of those really, really hard and then let it go and it inflamed because it's allergic to you.
The Wattam game. It looks like Katamari. It kind of looks like Donut County 2 in the visual style. The reason I keep calling it Katamari-esque is because You'd have to watch the trailer, boys.
Everything has faces.
Everything has faces. Nice. The music is very like, it's like a lot of vocalization. So it's like, boop, boop, doop, 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 boop. That sounded like a bad
Mario.
Yeah, imitation of Mario. Yeah, yeah. But that's not what the game sounds like. I don't know a lot of what this game is about. Like Tyler said, it's just a bunch of like household items and random shapes with faces.
A coffee cup, a bunch of sashimi, there's some mushrooms.
The other thing I noticed is that Watam, if you were to like flip the entire word over, it would say Watam.
If you did this with
yeah, yeah.
If you actually flipped it 180 degrees.
Right, not read it backwards, but like literally rotated the whole thing.
You have to go into Photoshop that you illegally downloaded and just rotate 180.
Who the fuck owns Photoshop?
No one actually owns Photoshop. Adobe is just a shadow corporation for Umbrella Corp.
So I'm telling you, I bet it's going to be something about rolling or rotating things.
It's not. It's actually about holding hands with other items.
With poop.
And yes, that was the first thing I noticed. That at one point, you play as a...
I do that every 2 days with my cat's boxes. What?
You play as a toilet man, and...
This is a toilet man?
No, no, no. Tyler is also looking at pictures. You play as a toilet man in one section, and you pick up the poop, and it gets flushed down your head.
Why the fuck would I want to...
Oh.
Damn it, I said it.
It's okay. It's alright.
Why would I want to go into a role-playing game to play the role that I already inhabit?
This isn't a role-playing game. It's more like an arcade.
As a toilet person.
It's like you can have the toilet person experience you normally get in your day-to-day life, but in a more colorful and vibrant way.
Ah.
It's like, you know, seeing the other side of the same coin.
I like it.
It's a poopy, colorful fiesta. It's a poop pinata.
Is it like a Viva Pinata?
Jesus Christ.
That is a very different thing.
I would play that game. Watam? It's coming out December of 2019, so very shortly if you want to play. Another thing from... Anybody else have any?
Nah, that's my only contribution.
This is something that's not new, but it's new for PlayStation VR owners. This is L.A. Noire, the VR case files. I liked Lenore. Did anyone else here like Lenore?
Lenore.
That's what happened.
I never played it.
So when we were working at, when I was working at GameStop, Lenore was actually available for pre-order. And that was the joke, is that I would be like, to a customer, would you like to put $5 down on Lenore? And then point to the giant poster that said L.A. Noire and see if they would correct me. Just dead face, Lenore.
Can I give you a small anecdote here?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Okay. Totally unrelated. I had a English teacher in middle school that I then ran into again in like my early adulthood, when Django Unchained was in the theaters.
The Django?
Yes.
Okay.
He was standing, he did not recognize me or notice me or whatever, and I'm standing behind him, he's there with a friend, and he was always known for just being, like, really out there in a funny way, like, just to get people to laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's standing at the box office at the Atlas by the mall in our town, mm-hmm. and he, over everyone, over the din of the crowd, you just hear him go, "Hi, yeah, can I have 2 tickets to Django, please?"
Well, and he's an English teacher, too, so...
He is an English teacher.
Wait a minute.
Django Unchained.
I was the guy selling him the ticket.
No shit, really?
Yeah, I remember this guy.
Tall, bald guy, glasses,
yeah.
Earrings.
Yeah.
Seriously?
That guy. Yes, that specific guy.
Because Tyler...
Oh, I'm so mad right now.
Tyler went home and punched a big old hole.
That was my middle school English teacher.
He seemed like a real cool guy.
That is the guy.
Except
that...
he ruined my night.
He was really cool until he opened his fucking mouth.
That's the guy that made me want to be a teacher and then fail at being a teacher. He didn't make me fail. I failed.
Speaking of things that failed, L.A. Noire VR Case Files was maybe not the most popular VR game, but it was definitely cool when it released on Steam. PSVR users can now purchase the game for, I believe, $40, maybe $60 if they're trying to be mean, today, as of now. Tyler, you look like you're burying your face in your hands.
I can't believe you know that guy.
Tyler's been thinking about this shit for like a decade.
There are things that haunt me. And one of the things is when people mispronounce things.
When was Django Unchained?
How I tell that story all the time. How is this the first time we're making this connection?
I don't know. I could not tell you.
Quinted and Dorn, directed by Quentin Tarantino.
2012. That was 20 freaking 12.
That was 7 years ago.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I had started there.
I'm facing my own mortality right now.
How far we've come. How far do you think, in the past 7 years, we've made so much progress? How much progress do you think you could make in like 700 years?
Well.
What? Why?
I just want to add another thing.
I hate this question.
I saw him again about 5 years later.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Make that 6 years later,
all right.
Shirtless at the local health club and again, did not recognize him.
With an empty 24 pack?
No, he was just swimming. I mean, it wasn't like he was like shirtless for no reason.
So what was the third and the fourth and the eighth time you watched him swim?
Well, was he with him noticing, or?
that's the question.
We all know he did not notice you any of those times.
Of course.
It was only the 20th time in which he noticed. Going back.
Anyway, I'm sorry, that's enough about my high school English teacher.
If you want to get 700 years of high school English progress, you can actually play Civilization VI on your PlayStation 4, November 22nd. I bring this up because I know Tyler likes Civ, right?
Nope, never played it.
Kevin, like, what?
I like Civ.
Tyler's never played Civilization?
Just because I played Age of Empires 2 and I got sick of that, so.
Okay, that makes
sense.
It's
different. I mean, it's similar, but it's different.
It's like no interest. That's fair. Like eating a lot of chocolate chip cookies and then not wanting a peanut butter snoodle dicker.
Ah, I love snoodle dickers. Those are my favorite cookies.
Sound. What's the actual name?
Snickerdoodle. Like,
snooter dick.
I feel like you're mispronouncing things to mess with me now.
No, dude, snoodle dickers is the You can play L.A. Noir VR case files on your PSVR now. You can also play Civilization 6 on PS4 November 22nd. I'm just reading straight off of the news. The creators of Oxenfree. Tyler, you don't like Oxenfree, right?
Nope.
But
come back to me for something else I don't like.
I like it and Kevin likes it, right?
I like it.
Okay, Oxenfree was an indie kind of game about some kids, and they were... I actually don't remember what Oxenfree was about. I just remember being very good narrative content. It was, like, very well written.
I just remember a feather. I almost said a leaf. But it's not a leaf. It's a bird leaf. But what?
The creators of Oxenfree.
On the wind.
Yeah.
Creators of Oxenfree are releasing a new game, right? Where the objective is to get this, guys. You die. You and your friend fucking
sweet. I'm good at that.
Die, right? And you go to hell.
Okay. Oh, this tracks.
And to get out of hell, you have to out-party Satan by drinking more than his friends.
Written and directed by Jack Black.
And it's called After Party. It'll be coming out on PlayStation 4, PC, Xbox One, and maybe other consoles on October 29th.
I thought this said Tilted After Party.
Titled After Party.
Tilted.
Because I just thought the title was Tilted After
Party. Are you tilted today, Tyler?
Yes.
He is tilted.
When am I not?
He's tilted about to jank.
You guys want to hear a Fortnite joke?
Yeah.
Tilted Tyler's?
Thank you for coming. I'll be leaving.
Fortnite...
They
turned into the Wild West town?
Okay. I know, like, four things about Fortnite.
The last time I played, you could play as Thanos, and that was when Infinity War came out.
Same here.
Then people were like, did you play him when Endgame came out? I was like, oh, they did it again. What a surprise.
Shocker.
October 29th. I'm going to be interested in After Party. I like the indie studio. I think that Night School is the indie studio that did Oxenfree. They're really good at making, like, cool stories and, you know when you play Life is Strange or any other game that tries to emulate teen language and it comes off like a bunch of 50-year-olds thinking they're writing what teens say? Like, this is the opposite. Oxenfree and the Night School studio are really good at nailing, like, actual grounded dialogue. And I'm excited for that. It's Night School? Hell yeah. Thanks for the confirmation, Tyler. I know some things. Kevin?
I just had a comment about Fortnite.
Okay, more Fortnite hot tips.
If we're in between topics here.
Yeah, but this is for all our younger listeners.
I don't mean to sound like I'm hung up on like my middle school or high school life. Just tell me if I'm off base here. But
you were watching your high school English teacher play Fortnite.
Shirtless. And no. Fortnite is like that kid you knew in high school that you were real tight with. Like, really, just a genuinely cool kid, and you're really excited to see how his life was going to turn out, or her life, whatever. And then they grew up, and you're, like, working your job, and you're doing all right, and you have a happy life. But yeah. They're just, like, killing the game. And you're just like, man, I hate you, but I love you. Like, you're a cool person, but I really hate what you've become because you're super successful, but you're not what I...
I was going to say, yeah, does this have anything to do with how much you liked Save the World mode and the resentment you hold?
That's exactly what...
I remember, guys, you can go back, I don't even know if you can go back that far, but we were like, oh, this new Fortnite game from Epic is going to be fucking epic. We got pre-release codes when it was...
Very excited for Save the World.
I was like, literally the first rumblings about that game I heard, I'm like, this game is going to be so good.
Save the World wasn't bad, though. It was pretty fun, it was just, it needed a little bit of tuning. Like Battle Royale mode did, except they were like, what if we put all of our efforts into the free-to-play mode?
And then they changed gaming forever.
And they locked like three small devs in a closet and like, you guys work on the single-player shit. And then they just turned off a light and then moved to a different building. Yeah, that's gonna be fun. The last thing. You have anything else?
No, that's it. No more high school stuff.
Well, keep those Fortnite trivia tips coming.
Oh, sure, sure.
Here's another thing that Tyler doesn't like. The Last of Us 2. Tyler, did you play The Last of Us 1?
No.
Tyler probably is the last of us to not play it. Wait, Kevin? You didn't play it, did you?
Played a little bit.
It was PS3, the original Last of Us. You didn't get a PS4, but you also didn't have a PlayStation 3.
Correct.
But you did get a chance to play it.
I did a little.
Tyler?
Interesting point of order.
Yes.
I did buy this game twice.
Oh, okay. And did you what? Huh?
So the first time I played it, I got frustrated with the ladders.
Was it on accident?
Yeah, because the game is just about, it's basically shoots and ladders with more killing.
Right. And I didn't literally like, I did not like the shooting.
Yeah.
Or the shooting. And I really didn't like the laddering.
Yeah.
So then I bought a whole bunch of games from another person, and it came with the PS4. Last of Us Remastered was one of those games.
Yep.
So I had to buy it again.
And
then I sold it.
You played it for 20 minutes, and you're like, nothing's more fun than trying to get Ellie across a small body of water because I can't just take fucking 20 minutes to teach her how to breaststroke. The Last of Us, the most realistic third-person action game of 2011?
You know, everybody's favorite part of games, you know, the escort quest? Make a whole game out of it.
Yeah, it's like, let's do Bioshock Infinite, but not as good. The Last of Us 2 got a release date trailer, which we will not be discussing because, holy shit, they spoiled quite a bit. I would recommend that if you're interested in The Last of Us 2, you simply wait until February 21st.
Guess what? We weren't the last of us.
Of next year. To get more. If you want to watch more Last of Us, just rewatch the E3 video, because honestly, this 2-minute trailer, they just like, how much story can we spoil from the first hour to 2 hours of the game in this 2-minute trailer? I think was what they did. Tyler.
That's me.
Do you have any interest in playing The Last of Us 2?
No.
But what if it is the quote-unquote best game of the generation, which is what everyone is going to say the day it comes out? I'm talking about you, IGN.
But I didn't play the first one.
Are you saying, Tyler, that your opinion and what games you play are not guided by pop culture?
What are you getting at?
More people should be like Tyler, because then more people would
play indie games.
Yeah, and mobile games. And not suck off Naughty Dog. God, I don't hate The Last of Us 1. I just don't think it's as good.
We see all of you with your little Kool-Aid mustaches.
What?
What?
Kool-Aid mustaches?
You know, when you drink Kool-Aid and it gets on the lip and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you did like a milk mustache and then a Kool-Aid mustache, would you have like a creamsicle kind of mustache? Shit. We should try that and we'll kiss later. Tyler's laughing like I wasn't talking to him. Let's... Huh? Let's move on from the state of play. There was a few other things. They announced the PlayStation Plus games, which we'll discuss on next episode. There was a few other things, but for the most part, these were the cooler things we saw. Kevin's still losing his shit.
I just thought of something stupid as fuck.
When you were watching your English school
when PlayStation gets really desperate, they make PlayStation Minus, and they just load a bunch of shitty games on your console, and you have to pay to get them off.
It's like the U2 fucking album and Apple. Let's actually just jump right to Apple. Apple, this is still within our purview. Apple Arcade was announced, which is a $5 service. Tyler, this is mobile games, so this is kind of your corner, but it's not. Apple, so it's not.
I need to
buy... But did you hear the Android Game Pass?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, shit.
The Google Play Game Pass, yeah.
Okay,
Google Play Pass.
I did not hear... Hold the thought on Google Play Pass. But I do want to hear about this. Apple Arcade Pass is, I believe, $5 a month, and you get... it's a Game Pass. You get these indie games that you can download. I think there's like 50 and counting. It launched with a new Frogger game, which isn't actually Frogger. There's a giant baby or some shit. The Google Play Pass, though... What is... I see Stardew Valley icon.
Yeah, Stardew Valley, Terraria, Reigns, Game of Thrones.
Limbo.
More ads. I'm sorry, more
ads.
Less, that game?
No, Hoplite.
Yeah,
no, more fun, less interruption.
Boy, we have to remember that it's an audio medium, so when you point...
Yeah, you remember that one?
That this one that you guys can't... Is there a price on that?
Yeah, it's $5 a month. How about
nice!
That?
Nice!
For the first 12 months, you can sign up for $2 a month.
I just want to be clear.
Might do that.
On the FAQs, one of the questions is, do I need an Android device? And the answer is, Yes.
I hope that this will be shareable through the Google Family account.
Cancel anytime. Family members can share it with up to 5 members.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how you doing?
I'll give you, baby. How much is it a month? We should all just
$2.
All right, I'll give you $4. And then that's
2 months.
All right, cool.
Thanks.
But this is going on now. With the Google Play Pass?
Yeah, it seems to be. I'm going to start the free trial.
Nice, dude. So both Android owners and Apple owners can dig into a new streaming service. Well, it's not a streaming service. You download the games, you just get them for one low price. The Apple Arcade has been getting some really good feedback. People are saying the games are really good. The only thing that I've heard about the Apple Arcade, as far as a pushback, is essentially the same argument that everyone has when there's a new streaming service, is that I already have a giant backlog. I don't need to pay for more games I'm not going to play. But in the case of mobile games, I think a lot of people just don't play paid mobile games anymore.
It's true.
I think we, not like us, are the only people.
Inside?
Yes. It's Limbo.
Limbo.
Limbo?
It's the icon for Limbo, which is a classic.
KOTOR's on there.
Side-scrolling game.
Same people, though, right? Limbo and Inside are the same people?
Limbo and Inside were made by the same developers, and if you get the Google Play Pass, you can play Inside on your Android device. How much fun
you
is
can
that?
Play Inside Outside.
Let's talk about, before we jump into Tokyo Game Show, let's jump into this other thing. Batman. Tyler, do you like...
What about... I don't like Batman.
You don't fucking like Batman?
Would you stop coming to me with things I don't like, Matt?
You don't like Bruce?
How do you feel about nocturnal birds?
Night monkey.
They're loud.
What do you think of them?
I don't.
Hoot.
What if there was like a legal system?
You fucker. Tyler's trying to pick up. What Kevin's trying to do is get Tyler on a very specific Batman reference. Batman, of course, being something that Tyler doesn't like. He's talking about The Court of Owls, which is the long-rumored sequel. The fifth game in Batman Arkham.
A lot of people think the Barn Owl is actually the most,
finish your thought.
Sorry. The most litigious of the owls.
Litigious. Go google.com.
But actually, the Great Horned is the most.
Tyler, we're going to have to find new co-hosts when Kevin leaves the show to become a fucking bird whisperer.
Ornithologist is what you're looking for.
Oh my god, he has a word for everything. Batman Arkham 5.
Because there's a word for everything. How about that?
Just call me Webster.
Oh my god. Batman had its 90th anniversary? 80th? Batman turned old recently.
Batman turns old every single second.
Batman's not fucking real, but Batman, the franchise, okay.
I'm sick of it.
Do not tell me that Batman's not real. I cannot handle that today.
Batman turned old, the animated series, the idea of Batman had its birthday.
Oh.
And as a celebration, the Warner Bros. Montreal, people who published the Batman Arkham, Kevin, sorry.
I thought you were going to say that they were going to give Batman the Metal Gear Solid treatment, and they're going to make it.
That would have been fucking... We don't know, though. That's the thing, is that we've been long awaiting a new Batman Arkham game from Rocksteady after Batman Arkham Knight, which was really good. Props to you guys. And there was some leaks a few years ago about, like, oh, Batman the Court of Owls. Much like the third Tomb Raider game, I believe some dev had their laptop open on the subway and someone just like took a picture and it was just Batman Arkham Court of Owls. And that's been floating around for a while. As a part of this Batman celebration, Warner Bros. Montreal released a video where they're like, hey, a video on Twitter. They're like, hey, we're celebrating Batman with everybody else. And it was like a building with the Bat logo on it. And then like every 10 seconds, there was like a really obvious symbol that would flash across the screen. And people were like, that's the fucking Court of Owls symbol. And a few other factions from Batman lore. And then they also released a video that was essentially just those symbols. I thought that Batman Arkham 5 would be announced at the State of Play. I felt like that was totally going to happen. And then it didn't. So, Tyler, we know you don't give a flying shit. Do you care about any Batman characters? Do you like Joke? Do you like the Joker guy?
No. Nope.
Joke.
How do you not like Heath Ledger?
The best character in the Batverse...
Yep. Catwoman.
Is... Riddle Man.
Riddler!
Ridley.
Jim Carrey. Ridley. Meta Ridley.
Penguin.
What if Batman's arch nemesis villain Riddler ate a metal block from Mario and became Meta Riddler?
Dun, 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 dun.
Metal Riddler.
Metal Riddler.
Okay, so here's my thought. Batman's too old. He can't fight crime anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he just solves...
Old Bat.
He just solves crimes like a regular old P.I. schlub. Uh-huh. And the game is actually like a Phoenix Wright clone.
It's just L.A. Noire 2.
Yes, it's L.A. Noire. L.A. Noirkham City.
Lenore. Okay, going back to that, here's another thing. It was a visual thing. The Lenore poster.
Fucking throw batarangs in the courtroom.
Objection.
It just hits the prosecutor.
It's a stun batarang.
In the fucking eye. His eye pops out, hits Gordon.
It's like, fuck, I've been fighting crime for so long and I've never killed a man until now. I'm losing my edge.
The Lenore poster at GameStop had a woman in like fur that was like, I think, lying on the ground. I don't know, I actually have the poster upstairs in my room. But it was a woman, and so when people would challenge me on Lenore, I would be like, yes, Lenore. And point to the girl, because Lenore is a girl's name. Welcome, that's my TED Talk. Batman Arkham 5 will be coming out soon, hopefully. I'm really waiting for it. Tokyo. Tyler, do you also hate Tokyo?
No, they usually have good Persona games.
Oh, okay, that's a start. So you don't hate Tokyo. What do you think about games?
I like games.
Do you like shows?
Sometimes.
I got something for you, Tyler. The Tokyo fucking game show, my dude.
No, that sounds like a bad combination.
God damn it! Kevin, do you like Tokyo?
I do.
Do you like games?
I definitely do.
What about shows?
Nah, don't like them.
God damn it! Tokyo Game Show, of course, is the E3 of Japan. You get a lot of game announcements, but a lot of these are, you know, only for the East, so don't get too excited, because in the West we won't see them for a few years. I just want to discuss a few cool things that were shown. Dragon Ball Z. Someone here has to like Dragon Ball Z.
Yep, Kakalot. Oh,
there we go.
Kakalot?
Kakalot? Kakalot? Fucking Dragon
what?
Ball...
Kakarot?
Did you say Kakalot?
No, Kakarot.
Oh. Dragon Ball Z. Do you like Dragon Ball, Kevin?
Yeah.
Good, because I'm like the only person here who has not seen a lot of Dragon Ball. I do like it, though. I've played a lot of Dragon Ball games, but I'm not very hip on the source material.
I watched all of Dragon Ball. I watched all of Nom. All
right.
Oh, you didn't.
Buckle up. Grab a snack. I'm going to recount you the entire history of the Dragon Ball Z series.
Do we know... Okay, Tyler...
It started off
as like Tyler being angry, and then slowly turned into the sound that Link makes in Ocarina of Time when he's falling from like a, you know, a jump slash.
Wouldn't know.
But do you know about Dragon Ball Z Kakarot?
Yep.
Does it actually follow any sort of arc from the show, or is it
all of them?
Oh, okay, so this is another retelling of the entire Dragon Ball saga?
Yep, how about that?
Well, but will they do it good?
Probably not.
This is an open world RPG-ish.
It is absolutely beautiful. Ooh, I wonder if there are level areas.
With fighting, I mean, obviously there's fucking fighting in Dragon Ball Z, but there is open world elements with characters and some dialogue choices, correct?
I thought you were going to say Kakarot.
No, this is what is Dragon Ball Z Kakarot.
Yeah.
Kakarot
I thought
means
you were going to say there were going to be, it's an open world with Kakarot.
Is Kakarot a character?
Yeah, he's the main character.
Oh, I thought he looked like Goku.
He's Goku.
The same
what
person.
The fuck? Oh, that's...
I feel like you're messing with me now.
No. But I will tell you, I was watching Dragon Ball the other day, the original Dragon Ball, yeah. And I was like, is that Goku? And he's like, no, that's Goku when he was a kid. And I'm like, who is that? And he's like, that's Goku's dad. Is that right?
Bardock?
Yeah, dude, I didn't know anything. And then Goku turned into a giant ape.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so first of all, in Dragon Ball...
Look,
Dragon Ball is based off actually, of the Japanese folktale Journey to the West.
About trying to get a bunch of balls
about
in your
Sun
hand.
Sun Wukong.
About the monkey.
The Monkey King.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's got the cloud and the stick.
We'll be able to see if Dragon Ball Z Kakarot is as good as Tyler hopes it will be.
Man, I want it to be good.
When it releases on January 17th, 2020, aka probably spring. I feel like they're going to push this back. Tyler?
Question.
Answers?
Is this exclusive to one console?
I don't think so.
The internet!
I think that Xbox had something... You know, Xbox at E3 2019, I believe, had the title announcement. But it was called... Or it wasn't called Kakarot at that point. It was just called Dragon Ball Z RPG. Carrot. So I believe it's Xbox and PS4. Am I right?
I don't know. Currently, I want to buy the $200 version.
Well, we'll find out. But we're going to come back to Tyler to see if Dragon Ball Z Kakarot is just PS4 exclusive. The thing, too, about these release dates, specifically when it comes to Tokyo Game Show, is I'm not 100%, it's just PS4?
Nope.
Just it's Xbox as well?
Yep.
Nice,
and
dude.
PC.
Nice, dude. So all Dragon Ball Z...
So it'll be on Switch and it'll run like
I'm going to forget about this for about 3 months.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Good news for you. You'll remember it when it gets pushed back. Cool. Also... What I was saying is I don't know if these release dates are specifically for the East, and then we're going to be waiting for them to be translated and put into the West.
Sorry, I'm going to remember what?
January 17th.
Yeah, what?
for Dragon Ball Z Kakarot is going to be
carrots.
Carrots is either the Eastern release date or the Western release date. I don't know. But January, it'll be...
It'll probably be the Western release date.
It'll probably be
a worldwide release.
In there. Death Stranding.
Dragon Ball Standing.
Death Stranding.
Do we
need to talk about more Death Stranding? It comes out next fucking month. They showed an hour of gameplay, and so for the first time, people know what the game is.
Don't lie to me. I bet you they didn't even show the online capabilities.
No, there is, and it's just the Dark Souls shit. But to the next level.
Is there any more info about the Norman Fetus?
Yeah, there's a lot. Norman Fetus is a man who's trying to literally make connections with people.
I've never heard that.
So what you have to do...
I'm probably not the first one to say it.
What you have to do is you have to take, like, packages to different people on this open world. Yeah, Tyler's like, wow, never heard of this shit. I've only played this a million times.
Is this a long fucking con to bring back Paperboy?
The reason that it's a Hideo Kojima game is you have to outfit Norman Reedus with his various devices and backpacks, but you don't just put it into an inventory. You have to pick, like, do I put it on his left leg or his right leg? And if you like weigh him down too much, Norman Reedus will just flop the fuck over and fall onto the ground.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh my god,
it's like a walking sim.
It's like Astroneer with Norman Reedus.
You know how they call a walking sim because all you do is walk.
Right.
This is literally a walking simulator. Like, you have to make sure you don't unbalance yourself.
3D clopped.
Yes.
And so you're
literally just walking across this wasteland that has a bunch of supernatural things, and you're using, like, ladders. We've talked about this before.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
To get across places. But the online capabilities that come in are the Dark Souls-esque shared world where you might not need to use a ladder because someone might have left a ladder for you.
You can't just, like, lasso the baby across a gap and
I don't even know what the baby
swing.
Is.
Swing?
I think the baby is Norman Reedus. No, it's not Norman Reedus in case he dies. It's... I don't know, dude. Hmm. I don't know, even after I beat this game, if I'll know what the baby has to do with anything. I don't even know if I'm going
to
understand who Norman
Reedus is. It's
literally
just to make the joke Norman Fetus.
Dude, for real. Hideo Kojima's probably sitting there with Norman Reedus smoking a blunt or something, mm-hmm. because they're friends, and Hideo Kojima's
They hang up their video chat with Elon Musk, and they're like...
And Hideo Kojima looks at Norman, and he goes, Norman? And then holds up a picture of a baby, fetus. Haha, and then he goes, let's fucking do it, Hideo. And then they got Mads Mikkelsen in there for fucking who knows why. But Death Stranding will be releasing in November. I wrote here, it looks super complicated walking sim with survival elements. So you're also going to have to survive. Kevin likes surviving, right? You like the survival elements?
Yeah.
Tyler?
I'd rather play a high-res version of Paperboy.
One could hope. Death Stranding, November sometime.
I want the old one.
Best game all time.
Seriously, though.
We're getting into the end, the tail end of this news segment.
Also, fuck those RC cars.
The new Resident Evil game called Project Resistance got announced. It was kind of leaked, but they also finally detailed it. This is a 4-versus-1 asymmetrical multiplayer. Tyler, have you heard anything about this?
No.
Let me blow your mind.
It's like Mario Party?
Sounds unfair.
No, hold on. Let me blow your mind. Remember that mode you liked in Battlefield? Where you would be, like, the commander? Remember Fable Legends, how they had that idea where one person would be, like, the mastermind?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Resident Evil Project Resistance is about four players who play as the third-person action Resident Evil guys as of norm. You get some sort of objective, like, you know, clear out the three bio rooms or whatever. And then there's fucking Tyler sitting there playing as the quote-unquote mastermind who puts down traps and enemies and zombies, can take over turrets and use them to shoot at people. That's the 4v1.
I hate this already.
I no, love
you.
Tyler is going to be super into
too
it.
Fucking good at it.
Capcom said that they're not sure what kind of game this is, if it's going to be a mid-tier price, a free-to-play.
I don't even know. We're just making it.
Free-to-play.
Literally, that's what Capcom's on right now. I mean, I think they've done pretty good from Resident Evil 7 and Resident Evil 2 that they're just kind of running with ideas now. So I guess we'll see. There was really no release date or...
That's what Fortnite did.
I'm sure they're going to do a beta, an open beta or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably end up being... They'll scrap the original idea and just make a Battle Royale version.
Tyler, here's the question
for
you,
though.
Where
you can play as Lickers and shit.
Tyler is super into these Commander DM-style modes.
But he doesn't like
Look,
Civ.
It's the one thing. Uh-uh. It's the one time I was good at a first-person shooter, and I didn't even shoot anybody.
What was that, Battlefield 5? Battlefield 1?
Battlefield Hardline.
Hardline, where you were a fucking cop. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you like this kind of game a lot, but you also don't like horror games.
Right.
So how much scare can you put up with if it means that you get to be the scare DM?
I was going
to
say, what if you are the horror?
But I am the horror.
Yes.
So I am not the scare, but just, I am the scare.
You are the scare.
You don't like being scared, but you like doing the scare?
I would. If they'll put up with me doing the scare, then...
I would like to see Tyler acting in a haunted house, you know, as the man with the chainsaw. I feel like you could do that well.
What would, just as a little taste
Jesus
of Spooktober...
Jesus,
I would kill a person.
Just as a little taste of Spooktober...
Yep.
What would Tyler's haunted house costume be?
Let's not do this.
I don't like this.
Because it's Tyler with no clothes on, a jock strap, a chainsaw with blood on it, maple syrup pouring all over his body. Mm. He's the lumberjack.
Sexy lumberjack.
Of hell.
Yeah.
Yes.
And dude. He's apologizing to everyone.
I'm so sorry.
Is anyone else going to question how quickly I came up with that and how vivid of detail
I don't know. You did say you were going to kiss us with milk and Kool-Aid mustaches earlier. Yeah. So
the fucking saga continues, my
guy. Well, I don't know. I was thinking, like, I think the easy pulls are like, yeah, clown, haha, that'd be funny, like with an axe and blood and stuff, but come on.
Tyler, what would you like to be if you could be one man?
Yeah, if you could be one.
If you could be one.
Horror,
don't look at my phone like it's going to give you some secret
horror,
answer.
What if it's like Norman Fetus? You could be Norman Fetus?
If you could pick one thing to be.
So Castlevania Grimoire of Souls is coming out.
I was trying to give him a transition.
A vampire.
A little.
You gave me one. I just skipped the answer.
Tyler
the
as
next
a
thing.
Bat.
Tyler,
on to the next one.
Tyler knows the most about this. This is a mobile for Android and iOS. It's a mobile Castlevania game. Care to tell us more?
I'm terribly sorry to get your hopes up by saying Castlevania and Android and iOS, because nobody wants to hear that.
But at least it's not like some weird strategy game. It seems to be kind of like a Castlevania side-scroller.
It's an action Castlevania game.
Nice.
Where you can play like four people at a time. It's like, what's that called?
Bloodstained.
Harmony of Despair? You know what I'm talking about? There was like an Xbox Live arcade game.
Something of Dissonance?
Yeah,
something?
Harmony of Dissonance. No, that was one that's an actual.
There's been a Castlevania
game. Verb of adjective?
Yeah.
There
right.
you go.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry, noun of it.
The thing about this is it was only released in beta in Canada, and I saw it, and I was really excited, and.
Justin Trudeau's like, nah.
Just, now I'm sad, but.
Wait, so it's only in Canada beta?
Currently.
Not North America, just Canada. That's a
why don't you just go to Canada for the weekend?
Just go to Niagara Falls and stand near Niagara.
Because my phone isn't still.
Hold your phone out over the falls.
That's the joke. If you go to the American Falls at Niagara Falls, it thinks you're in Canada.
If you go to
it's wrong.
Kelly's Island. In Kelly's Island over the summer, it said I was in Canada on certain parts of the island.
You could catch some Canadian Pokemon in Pokemon Go without even leaving your home country. Imagine
Are there
that.
Canadian Pokemon?
No.
It's North America, South America. Mm. Europe and part of Africa
I thought
and
maybe
Asia.
Maple Lord was there.
Calm down. You can't make Maple Lord.
Maple Lord, yeah, it's a little leaf that turns into
he's a fighter Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he's a fighting type Pokemon. Why wouldn't he be a fighting type Pokemon?
No, he's not a fighting type Pokemon. He's apologizing type Pokemon.
Is there. That's very Canadian. He plays hockey too. Wow. Is there anything
so
else?
He's a nice type Pokemon.
Yes. Is there anything else that you want to say about Castlevania Grimoire of Souls?
Pokemon.
Tyler.
I'm looking forward to it, and I would like to see it in the U.S. store now. Thanks!
Destiny 2 Shadowkeep had a launch trailer. It is what is this? Their fourth DLC?
Fourth, I believe.
Fourth DLC, their second year of DLC content.
I gotta say, I was pretty lukewarm on the idea until I watched the trailer, which is what trailers are for. First and foremost, it's worth watching simply because they used a remixed version of E-Pro by Beck as the trailer song, and it was perfect. You know how they do that dumb thing in every trailer now where it's like, to the music, you know, like they're shooting and
synchronized,
blowing things up and
yes.
They did it so well that I was like, all right, Destiny, I'll give you a pass.
Well, but there's definitely a difference between people who can do that well and people who are just doing a shot of a pistol to the snare on your, and I'm like, I can tell you're
exactly.
just replacing the snare with a pistol shot.
Exactly.
Like, you're not catchy.
It's very, very well done. It got me really hyped for it. The new, there's like a new dungeon, new strikes, new raid.
Yep.
There's these cool,
some story content.
Yeah, new story content. Some up-close melee finishers, which look really dope.
Yeah, dude. Some ulties.
New Crucible stuff. New Gambit stuff. Lots of new, obviously new...
Wait a minute. When did they add a card-slinging asshole into this game?
A card-slingy asshole?
Card-slinging.
Oh, a card
slinging.
The
best
X-Men.
He's salty.
You know.
The best
Gambit.
X-Men. Yeah.
Yes. I didn't know that they added that.
It looks good. It looks really good. I'm excited for it. There's
Can I play as Wolverine?
Like, they're adding a lot of armor options, so they're like bringing the whole idea of like what do they call that in
Monster
WoW,
Hunter
in WoW
transmog?
Yeah, like transmog sort of stuff into the game. They're making it so you can like make your favorite looking armor into viable armor for the game.
That's good. That's so, what I liked about Assassin's Creed Odyssey, is they're like, you can have this armor's stats, you can just make it look like whatever you want.
Yep.
Obviously, that really wouldn't work for a Destiny game, because then cosmetics, there's no like, oh, wow, I got this, but...
Right, and in PvP, it's kind of helpful to know.
And Shadowkeep is coming very soon, right? The first week of, or October. Second week of October?
Mm-hmm.
Nice, dude. Are you going to be picking it up?
Yeah, like, I wasn't planning on it, and then I watched the trailer, and I'm like, okay, this actually looks like I might be doing this.
I mean, if you get it, I get it, and then we'll see. And I haven't played since Forsaken. I know the Black Armory DLC pushed up the power level, and now people, when you go in, you get, like, an automatic power level, like, 900 or some crazy shit.
Yeah, it bumps
shit.
You up to, you can do, like, an hour-long quest, and you get everything you need to get current. I imagine they'll do the same thing for Shadowkeep if there is a power increase.
Friend of the show Dan will be very, not young Dan Owen, but friend of the show Dan, will be very excited to hear that we are playing this, because he actually, I think, sent me the launch trailer as we started recording this for Destiny.
I'm excited to get back into it. I miss Destiny.
That's the only reason that I know how many trailers they've had.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin brought this up in the group chat. I said, we got to talk about this Destiny launch trailer. And I was like, bro, I have seen all these trailers because Dan sends me them every single time. Mm-hmm. Even though I have no interest in it, I love that Dan is interested in it. So, Dan, if you're listening to this, always send me those trailers,
Destiny's
bro.
Destiny's just got this style that, like, just keeps bringing me back. It's like in high school, you know?
When you see your English teacher naked by accident. Destiny 2 Shadowkeep will be 40? 60?
Probably 40. Probably they're usually 40.
Yeah.
Unless you get the Season 2 pass.
Right.
Probably, which would be... Okay, cool. Shadowkeep, we have more info on it. And with that, wow. We are done with
news. That was
news.
The news 41 minutes in.
Well, it's okay, because a lot of the games we've been playing have been games we already talked about. There's maybe one or two games on here that are brand new.
Now might be a good time to get up, walk around a little bit, get a drink of water. Make sure you're hydrated.
If you're at work, you should get up and
stretch
and
a little.
Leave. Yeah, you want to take a break, Tyler?
Yep.
Let's take a break, and we'll use this time to shout out some other podcasts. Go listen to Almost Better Than Silence, Shonen Trash Cast. The Adventure Zone Amnesty finished
Ooh,
up
just ended today.
Their second season.
To
congratulations to
their
the
new
Macquarie
one,
family.
They teased it today. It is called The Adventure Zone G.
Ooh, so a third season of Adventure Zone, which
one
would be
of,
good.
The Drew Davenport, you know him?
Yeah.
He was speculating all day. But my favorite that he speculated was The Adventure Zone Gasoline, which would be like a Mad Max style.
Ooh.
But wouldn't that be sweet? Like,
that would be pretty
pedals
cool.
Pedals to the metal, but like a full episode or a full season of that.
Yeah, that would be dope. Check out Adventure Zone Season 1 Balance if you haven't, because that is great, and it'll get you into D&D. With that, let's take a quick break. Let's play some music. Anyone have a music recommendation? Nothing copyrighted, but I can do some like NES music. Tyler?
You can?
Yeah, sure.
I got ideas.
Say something.
Something.
Quick.
Okay, I'll play Kirby. And we're back. That was a nice little break. I enjoyed it. Let's kick off the games discussion with the game that's on everyone's Switch and everyone's mind, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening Remake. Of course, it is a remake of the 1993 Game Boy cult classic Link's Awakening No, it was just called Link's Awakening.
One of the best Zelda games in existence.
It's the black sheep of the franchise, not Majora's Mask.
It is like the Doki Doki Panic of Zelda games.
It really is. That reference, though, because I think it's not... Not as many people know it as you think they do. Because it's been, like, what, 30 years? Fuck. Doki Doki Panic was a game that came out in Japan, and then Mario Brothers 2 was a game that came out in Japan, and then they said, we think Mario 2 is too hard for Americans, so let's take Doki Doki Panic, swap out... the normal characters with Super Mario characters, and that is Super Mario Bros. 2 US. I feel very similarly, yeah, you're right, because a lot of things in Link's Awakening, let's just start it off, it's a very simple premise. Link, mm-hmm. He's on a boat, there's a storm, and he crash lands, well, he kind of like falls off the boat, and washes ashore on...
Koholint Island.
Fucking nice, dude. I was not sure if I was going to be able to pull that one out.
I got you.
He awakens.
I love this game.
Awaken.
To Marin and Taryn. Right?
Yep.
Two people who are like, you woke up, Link, and he's
we
like...
We know that's your name.
He's like, Princess Zelda, and they're like, who? And that's really all they mention about Princess Zelda.
Yep.
And excuse me, Princess.
And then he has to find the 8 instruments of the sirens to awaken the wind fish?
Yep.
So he can get rid of the storm and leave the island?
And he's like, all right, where are all these toadstools y'all are eating? Because I need to get in on that.
The underground.
That's the whole thing about Link's Awakening that is so different from other Zelda games, is that almost every other Zelda game is within its own contained universe.
Yeah.
You know? And then here comes Link's Awakening, where like the first thing you can do is go play a claw game where you can pick up a Yoshi and trade it with somebody else who has a chain chomp outside of their house.
Yep.
And then you go down into a side-scrolling 2D thing and hit Goombas on the head. Mm-hmm. Like, this is
the most Nintendo Zelda.
This is the Marvel, this is the end game.
You want to know something else that I haven't noticed in this iteration of it, but it'll blow your mind?
What?
Are you a fan of Twin Peaks?
Yeah, it is very Twin Peaks inspired.
There are so many Twin Peaks references in this game. Because that was the time in which Japanese game devs were like, hell yeah, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want, and you're going to buy it. And they were right.
The thing is, well, a lot of people didn't buy it, but a lot of people have bought this remake. There's been some, of course, quality of life enhancements. This is a top-down 2D Zelda game. It does have some side-scrolling elements, but I think the most unique thing, or the most arresting thing about it, is the visuals.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Which I've been having trouble describing. It's I describe it like miniature wax figs, but with a lot of, like, a very glissful, or like a gleam to it. Like, they've been dipped in oil.
That's exactly what my wife called it. A bunch of wax figures, like claymation.
Young Dan Owen says it's chibi.
It's if you took Zelda and you dipped them in Disney.
Yes, but like with a dash.
It's got like Steamboat Willie eyes.
But with a dash of like someone in DreamWorks came in and maybe fucked it up a little.
Yeah, a little.
Like because there's definitely like a.
Everyone got sprayed with water at one point.
Yeah, there's a distinct style, and it's not like many other things, but it is very childy animation, lighthearted.
There's also this like soft focus vignette edge thing that's going on.
Is that for everything, or is that just on handheld? When you dock it, I wasn't sure if this was a frame rate thing. I only play my Switch usually in handheld mode.
I play this on the
like TV Kevin's yet. Saying. The,
I already have.
Do you remember the corners being blurred?
Yeah.
Ah, I was hoping.
So it's just a visual choice.
I wonder. So whenever you move away too far away from something, you can't see it high up.
It's like it occludes it.
Sort right. Of. It's all fuzzy.
It's a weird visual choice. It's like they, I thought they chose to do it because maybe the Switch couldn't handle all of the actors. Actors being individual things on a game screen at a time. But yeah, maybe it, well,
It does pump up the nostalgia a little bit, which is nice.
It might be a story choice, which we'll discuss later at the end of the year because we'd be going into spoiler territory. But it could be something like that. Here's the question. Is Zelda Link's Awakening The Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix of Nintendo Switch?
No.
Because that's the other thing I can remember that did a lot of vignette stuff. Is this the new thing? Are people just going to put vignette filters to make it spooky or weird? Right, was the Adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
I thought you were saying...
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
There's audio proof of last Spooktober where you said it was scary, and we talked about...
You did.
Didn't finish it.
Well, you still watched it.
It's okay.
I also don't know what a vignette is.
I thought you were saying, is this something from the mid to late 90s that was wildly popular and has been rebooted into a nearly indistinguishable version of itself, but it's still really good?
Yeah, what?
What you were saying.
Yeah, something like that. The first half of your sentence, I was trying to show Tyler with my hands what a vignette is.
He did the beetle thing from Aladdin.
Yes, I did. That's almost exactly what I did. I literally did not hear the first part of your sentence, but this is a decent remake of a 90s thing.
Yeah, that's more or less what
I think that this is what we're going to continue to get. You guys ready for Power Rangers from Super Nintendo beat 'em up?
Oh my god, yes.
It would be sick. It wasn't co-op, though. That's the thing that everyone forgets. It was a single player only.
The one thing I do want to point out about Link's Awakening that's very different is Dompei, the Gravedigger, has a fun little...
Because they added a new feature.
You can build your own dungeon.
They added Zelda Maker.
Yeah.
Tyler...
You can make your own dungeons to screw with yourself.
We talked about Zelda Maker before.
Amiibos nobody uses.
Amiibos, what happened to them? I do want the little the 8-bit... Don't they have an 8-bit Link Amiibo?
Yep.
Buy that and send it to us.
They also have a Link's Awakening one.
Or go to Super Game Site, supergamesite64.com/donate And give us the money to buy it ourselves. Is it audio medium?
It's Kevin? A whole $14.
That's a lot. If you can find it. Yeah, that you were thinking about doing an article for the site, maybe, Kevin?
Yep,
I buy it now.
On the Dampay, what they call it, the Chamber Dungeon Creator?
Something like that, yeah.
This should be interesting. Link's Awakening. Anything else we want to talk about that before we jump into the next thing? No?
No.
Tyler?
Well, let's by a show of hands. I will describe who's raising their hand. Don't worry.
By show of hands,
whose name was forcefully changed to Thief?
Oh, I haven't gotten that far. Tyler?
Have you been in the first town? Because that's how far you need to be.
No.
I just haven't gotten that
you
far.
You liar.
Kevin
has been the
thief. That I wouldn't do it because
you
I don't.
You said you did already.
I've done it in other games.
Oh. What do you have to do to become a thief?
Steal.
Steal from the shop?
Oh, I didn't even know you could steal.
Whoops.
Well, hey. Kevin,
what, did you buy the bow for 980 rupees, you fool?
You can get it in the first dungeon. Why would you buy it?
The bow?
The bow? You can't get the bow in the first dungeon.
In Tail Cave? Wow, all right. Let's move on. I have the bow. I didn't steal it. Let's move on to another unique gear. What's gone?
The amiibo is completely
out of stock.
That's
what I said. It's $15 if you can find it.
Now it's $27.
Like the Chamber Dungeon Creator, another game that is widely regarded as being good had a newish mode instituted.
The Nintendo printer has been updated. I'm sorry.
No. Gears of War 5 has escape mode. I don't know if I talked about this when I talked about Gears of War, 5 last time.
Yep. Soft.
I just want to tell you guys that if you type in Gears of War 5 Vor, we are the second thing that comes up on Google.
What's the first thing, Matt?
I don't know. I didn't click. It wasn't hot at all. Gears of War 5 has escape mode, and like the Zelda Dungeon Maker, you can create your own map. What escape mode is Tyler, pay attention. Escape mode. Okay. Escape mode is... Tyler's giggling at shit on his phone. This is the ADD I was talking about before.
I'm giggling at you.
Link's Awakening.
It's not what's on my phone.
Escape mode is you and two other friends, and you get picked up by the bad guys in the Gears of War, right?
Sure.
And dropped into one of their bases.
Oh.
You drop down a gas bomb, and then you have to escape the base before the gas overtakes the map. The thing that makes it interesting is that you don't have a map to... Okay, fart joke.
No.
Okay, you don't have a map. It's,
fart joke.
You don't have the map unveiled at the beginning. Uh-huh. You have to find it as you discover and explore the map itself. So it's kind of like this race against the clock where everywhere that you've already traveled is slowly getting filled up with this noxious gas. And there's dead ends. There's bosses there to distract you. You start off with only a pistol. So you have to engage in fights and pick up the weapons that are dropped by enemies in order to continue. You have, like I said, two other partners. You can play it solo.
And all the while, as the gas gets closer, all you hear is, if you like piña coladas.
Or getting caught in a chainsaw trap.
Smoke. Uh-huh. Get it? Because that song's called Escape?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Well, I actually didn't know it.
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Escape mode's cool, but the other thing is that you can, like the Doom 2016 Snap Map or the Zelda Link's Awakening 2019 Chamber Creator, you take pre-arranged room tiles.
Like, you have opinions about games? Fuck you. You make them then.
Essentially, yes. Because in the normal mode, you only get one new base a week from them. It's like a weekly updated live kind of mode. Otherwise, you play these user-created bases, and you can make them yourself. But like I said, you are taking pre-arranged rooms, then filling out enemy spawns, how fast they respawn, where the weapons are picked up. I made one. I made a map. I played it. And you know what? It worked. I thought for being a map creator mode, although it has limitations, the fact that I was able to jump in without looking at any tutorials, make a map in 20 minutes, and then play it through completion with, you know, one try and be like, that was cool. That was what I thought I was making. I think they did good. I don't know with how many room tiles they have, if they're going to add more, but it's a pretty limited set, so I don't think I don't think there's going to be a lot of creativity found within the mode, but it's at least a good push towards user-generated content in these big AAA titles. So I'm enjoying the escape mode. If you're listening to this, Cliff Bleszinski of Epic Games, who you don't even make Gears of War anymore, this is what you should have done instead of making Fortnite.
Yeah,
I'm just
Cliff.
Kidding. Yeah, Cliffy B. Hates that, you know?
Are you telling me that escape mode is reverse Fortnite?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, but it's also, like Fortnite, there's a storm coming, but this time it's gas.
It's gas, and it's inside.
But you're not trying to survive in
like
the...
you this whole episode. Really?
You're not trying to survive in the gas. You're trying to escape the gas.
Right, that's what I'm getting at.
It is a very intense gameplay mode. The cool thing about it, too, is since it is a timed, yes, since it is a timed thing, it is like each map is usually going to take, unless you're playing on the hardest difficulty with all these crazy modifiers, each escape map should only take you 5 to 10 minutes. So it's a cool thing to hop in if you want to spend a little time playing Gears but don't want to do anything competitive multiplayer or do like the hour plus horde mode. So that was cool. Let's talk about this next little piece of content. Tyler has been playing it. Kevin, I don't think, has played it. I've seen content on it, but I haven't played it. Monster Hunter World, Iceborne. Tyler.
Second verse, same as the first.
More like ice bored.
Really? So how many new monsters have you come across?
12.
How many are included in the game?
12.
Are they all repeats? Is there anything, like any monster specifically that have been like, wow, that was cool?
Please define repeat.
Anything that's just a reskin of something that was already in world previously, like a vanilla enemy. You know, like sometimes they have bosses that's just like,
I get what you're saying. I'm just trying to think.
Because it's 12.
That's almost all the monsters that are in it have been in other Monster Hunter titles.
This is also coming from me, someone who only played Monster Hunter World, and you guys who have played the pantheon of it. Like Kevin just said, a lot of these are just reused, but from 10-year-old games, 5-year-old games. I guess, Tyler, maybe it's not the monster variety?
Nothing to do with the monster variety. It's monsters are excellent. They did a great job.
What, besides, last episode you brought up how you were angry that they didn't fix the issues that were present in the vanilla game before, you know, adding the DLC. Is it a technical thing? Or are you just same old,
they
same
have
old?
They refused to update the weapon visuals.
Even though the rest of the game is updated?
Even though the rest of the game is updated.
It's just you're carrying out like an 8-poly sword. Cloud.
So you either have the ore weapon, which is... So let's take dual blades, for example. You either have two knives or two bone sticks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that it doesn't change basically at all.
The aesthetics of that weapon largely remain the same despite them being like a rarity 7 or something.
Precisely.
Like that. Yeah.
Oh, so there's no cosmetic boost.
Right.
Right. You get to the very top tier end of the game and you still have the same weapon you started with.
Right.
And it's
even though
really
you busted
disappointing.
Your ass to get it
right.
Bigger and better.
Well, and it seems like a lot of that too, you feel the progression in gameplay and you feel like the progression in skill, but it should be equal. I feel like in the vanilla game it was okay, I feel like I'm getting better. Like, this new piece of gear or this gear set does look cooler. You're saying that just tops out at some point?
Yeah.
Yes.
And this new content?
And gear already doesn't improve with level, because you boost the gear's level, like, the efficacy of the gear, but doesn't actually, like, level up
okay.
necessarily.
Just making it a little
whereas
bit better.
Whereas the weapons
but...
do.
Okay. So...
There's, like, a tree involved for the weapons.
So, Iceborne... On the whole, would you say is just lackluster, or is it? Would you not recommend it at all?
I would recommend it to beginners.
To beginners, maybe it's that you spent like how many hours playing vanilla?
World is a good time for beginners.
It was our 2018 game of the year.
I still
2017 2018.
Don't know why I agreed to that.
Look,
because it was the most disappointing Monster Hunter game I've ever played.
It was between...
And I played the phone game.
It was between that and, like, Cuphead or something. I don't remember what it was between, but...
Cuphead was a better choice.
I think Cuphead was 2017. That was our runner-up for Indie Game of the Year, because What Remains of Edith Finch won. Go listen to Best of the Year 2018, our Game of the Year stuff. There's a lot of it there.
We could do this all day.
We could do this all day. We will talk
we
about...
We will
Monster...
do it all day.
We could talk about Monster Hunter Iceborne in the Best DLC or Most Disappointing category when we do our Best of 2019.
It'll be brought up.
So you want to leave it there and pick up later?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, so Monster Hunter Iceborne, not as good as we thought, but at least they're adding more DLC. I want to just say, as we move on to this next game, River City Girls. Kevin. This is Kevin smiling. Did you play more of it, or are you just still enjoying
it? I have not played more of it. This is one that I've been saving for Rachel and I to play, because she actually really enjoyed it.
You really should, because it's really not fun single. I mean,
yeah,
it is,
no, I get the feeling that's the case.
It's fine single player. The problem is that you just get beat on.
It's
and
made for two.
I had to equip... You get two equipment slots. You can add, like, oh, I found this new item, but you can only equip two at a time. And the entire game, one of the ones I had was just a upgrade that gave me more invincibility frames when I got up, because you just get caught in these combos. I think I said it last time. And it's just ridiculous. With two people, you're getting caught in combos. Imagining six enemies just beating on this small Japanese high school girl, and you have no invulnerability at all. It's just a beating.
It's strange that it's almost like they didn't playtest it in a way, because it is really
Or they playtested it with co-op.
Right.
And then they just kind of went like, oh, single player, we'll just throw them back a screen.
Yeah.
But then forgot that some of those screens are like eight waves of fighters that take like 20 minutes.
Yep.
I did play it, and then there's a new game, not a new game plus. Well, there is a new game plus mode, but there's also a like, you know, continue playing, wrap up the side quests and stuff. So
Who'd you play as?
Kyoko. Okay. And then I also played it as some of Misako. Mm-hmm. There's more characters. You get more characters when you finish.
Okay.
So I played as some of those people.
Okay.
But I like Kyoko more. I think she's more powerful. But then again, a lot of these characters, or both characters, you don't really know what their full capability is until you hit kind of like level 15.
Right.
Which takes, geez, like 2/3 of the game.
Yeah.
I did accidentally, I was going for achievements, right? And I was going for, like, my last achievement, which required me to beat the final boss, but on a harder difficulty. And it turned out that if you just replay the last boss, but on hard, you get the achievement.
Oh.
When you press A to start your file, it says, do you want to start New Game Plus, or do you want to continue? I pressed A, and my button A was just double-pressed. So I started a New Game Plus, and I was like, shit, because that's my only file. But I really want to get this achievement, because it's the last thing I have. So I just said, you know what? I'm fully powered up. Let's just see how long. It's like an hour and a half game when you're like level, top level or whatever. So a lot of the difficulty, a lot of the 5 to 6 hours, or a lot of the gameplay was just me dying because I was too underleveled.
Right.
But River City Girls, I just want to recommend to anyone who's a fan of beat 'em ups, especially if you like games like Scott Pilgrim versus the World and you like anime, like weeby stuff. It's a great time. I had a good time. Tyler, do you have any interest? I'm sorry. Do you have any interest in the River City Girls?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, you should play it. We should play it together. We'll make a day.
Okay.
For Game of the Year 2019, we're going to have to all sit together and play the games that no one else got to play. Tyler, Kevin is furiously raising his eyebrows as we move into the last thing on our list before we close out the show. Borderlands 3, which is now Gearbox Studios or Gearbox Software's best-selling game of all time. This is the sequel to Borderlands 2. Tyler, did you play it?
Nope.
Me and Kevin played
it. Nope, indeed.
You haven't played it yet?
Kevin, no. Tyler didn't show much interest in it in the first place.
Because reasons.
Oh, okay.
Tyler might get around to it. Kevin, you're like, what, level 10, 11, 12?
12.
12? I'm right around the same place.
Yeah.
How are you finding the combat? Because I feel like they upgraded it a teeny bit.
Yeah, it is difficult now.
It is kind of tough.
It's very difficult.
Who are you playing as? There's four players.
Flack.
Okay.
The Beastmaster.
There's four people that you can pick from in Borderlands. Amara, who is the Siren.
Bottom tier.
She honestly, she is not good until like super late game. I guess in super late game, she's the most OP.
She's the least OP.
No, I have a buddy who has two characters who are level 50 on True Vault Hunter, and he has like a level 100 thing. I mean, you have to check with Josh, but I'm pretty sure.
I have two friends that do research on this stuff, and Amara is bottom tier, while Flack is top tier.
Flack is top tier because he can solo Mayhem 3 by himself.
They all can solo Mayhem 3.
But from what I hear, Amara
except
has the
Amara.
Face okay. We'll have to find out. I'll pit Josh and Dan in a 1v1.
That sounds like fun.
Enjoy that. It would actually be very interesting. This is of course Dan, friend of the show, who hated Borderlands 1 and 2, but loved Destiny 2. Got drunk, saw someone playing on Twitch, and went, "I should play this." And then literally played. This is someone who hated Borderlands 2, played two characters to level 50. And beyond. He's like in late game Mayhem 3, and it's insane.
It is reminiscent of Destiny in feel.
That's what I say. Like, it used to be a very stilted game. Borderlands 3, of course, for those who don't know, is a first-person shooter RPG where you run around, you get a lot of loot, there's a lot of guns, it's got cel-shaded visuals, that's what everyone talks about, and there's a lot of juvenile humor. That's kind of it. Now in Borderlands 3, you can go to multiple planets, whereas in Borderlands 2, you're only on one planet. But besides that,
spoiler!
Oh my god, it's the first like
one of the
hour.
Best parts of Borderlands is the out of like story, out of cutscene quotes that the people, I guess, that you're shooting say.
Kevin's always been a big fan of those the psycho shoutouts.
So far, my favorite one has been a psycho who goes,
My chili recipe dies with me.
As he dies.
Moe's, who I'm playing as, she's this gunner. She has a mech, kind of like D.Va from
you
Overwatch.
You would play Moe's.
Well, she's the gun one.
She's the gun one,
that's the
man.
One I play. I like the
amazing.
Soldier.
Amazing. They're all the gun ones.
No, Black, well...
This game, okay.
Flack reminded me of the Beastmaster. I thought he was going to be more geared towards his pets, like a rogue character, no. So I didn't pick him. Also, everyone was picking Flack. And then Amara, I just had no interest in. And Zane is the one we haven't brought up. He can send a drone out, make a clone of himself. He's got, like, old white man gray hair. He's kind of like a spy guy. And then they have Moe's, who just pulls out a mech, and that's the only time she's useful.
Yeah. But the way this game works
is basically Titanfall in Borderlands.
Yes, it is.
They made it so that everyone's got three different trees, and in those trees, there are multiple ways of playing. So really, yeah, you
unless
do
you're most
skill trees
stick
that is.
To yeah. So you do kind of stick to I guess in some ways you kind of stick to a role, but the customization within that role is unique enough that it's you can make it your own.
I found that I am enjoying the game. I might not be as interested in all the weapons. I found myself sticking to like two or three weapons.
Yeah.
Very. I mean, in the beginning, when you're like level 1, 2, 3, you're just constantly swapping out whatever looks the best.
Yeah.
But once you get to like level 10, I kind of found like two weapons and I stick with them. Even if something better pops up, mm-hmm. I'm like, eh. There's also a new gun class called the Children of the Vault
that
gun
one,
class.
Those are cool.
They're weapons that break, so I haven't been super into them, but they do have like a cool kind of
a lot, huge clip in most cases,
and they have this cool like scavenger aesthetic.
Sounds like the Iridian weapons from the last game.
Yes, but
do they use too many bullets?
No, you fire until the gun basically overheats, and then you do a quick fix, and then you can shoot again.
But there's only so many fixes, so to speak, before the gun breaks permanently. And then that's that. As far as I understand, I don't know if you can repair them. I haven't been really messing
I actually haven't had one break on me. So.
Story-wise, it's interesting. It's definitely a continuation of Borderlands 2. It also really punishes you if you have not played or seen or read about Tales from the Borderlands. Because almost immediately, I mean, it doesn't punish you, but immediately, like, the two main characters from that game are in this game.
Oh, yeah, Vaughn.
With Vaughn, and, yeah, I mean, they're
that's
Reese, isn't it, too?
That's not a spoiler, it's just...
No, but, like, that if you don't know or haven't seen Vaughn or Reese or any of these other characters and their entire lead-up, the where they're at as characters 10 years later is kind of, like, ineffective.
To be fair, I did not play Tales from the Borderlands, and I understand who Vaughn is. I think he was in the pre-sequel, too.
I don't know.
Didn't play it.
Pre-sequel, okay. I played like half of, but I don't know. Vaughn might be, but it's, yeah, like Vaughn in Tales from Borderlands was like the most timid, nerdy dude with glasses who was always afraid of everything. And then in Borderlands 3, he's like some fucking scavenger god who like has his own cult of people.
Yep.
It's really cool. It feels a lot like Borderlands.
It does.
That's what I'm going to say.
It does. And the premise
Which
of the,
should.
The premise of the game is that there's these two twins that kind of run a live stream.
The Calypso twins.
They run a live stream that enraptures everyone, and they have a cult of people called Children of the Vault, who like, subscribe, and obey, as they
Christ,
say.
It's so on the nose.
But it's very good. It's very funny.
But it is smart, because these were all different factions of maniacs on Pandora, and then they just became a cult of personality and pulled them all into their streamer group. And
it's
then,
a great song.
What?
Cult of Personality.
Oh, yes. It's a great... Guitar Hero 3.
Living Color.
Okay, but Borderlands 3, I've heard people complaining that it's just more Borderlands, which I don't know what else you're expecting.
If you're into, yeah, I mean,
everybody,
it's called Borderlands 3, but
right.
Everybody that I have talked to who was a big Borderlands fan, there's several friends of the show, they have all said they loved it. So, if you like Borderlands 2, you'll probably like Borderlands 3, Kevin.
I was not a huge Borderlands fan. In fact, Borderlands is one of the few ISOs that made me, one of the few non-ISOs that made me fall asleep when I played it.
Borderlands 3 making you fall asleep?
Yes, but I'm also enjoying it more.
Borderlands 3 most of the Borderlands game is kind of, you're just shooting a lot of people and watching loot fly out.
You travel a lot, yeah.
Yeah, the nice quality of life adjustments they have made with Borderlands 3 is before, you could only fast travel from fast travel checkpoints. Now you can just pull up your map and fast travel to any checkpoint. You don't have to, like, waste any time.
Or to your car.
Yeah, so you can kind of place your car in certain spaces and then spawn to your car. So there's nice things. I still don't understand why you can't see all the mission objectives on your map at a time.
Yeah.
You have to go to your missions, change the mission, and then go back to the map to see where the objective is, which is shitty for a person like me who
likes always been
In Borderlands, you
can quick swap between them with the D-pad now, too, though.
But not when you're looking at the map.
Ah.
Only when you're in the game. So, like, for me, what I like to do is see the map and see the objective closest to me and just jump to that regardless of level.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But in this, you have to, like, go back and forth. But yes, in Borderlands, it's always been like that. I just thought this time to at least, you know, have them kind of grayed out or whatever. It's fun. I'm only level 13, 14, getting there. Young Dano and beat it and said he was like level 46 when he finished it. So
Josh was 34.
Dan did all the side quests though. I don't know if Josh,
Josh doesn't do that.
Okay.
My complaints mostly are the frame rate issues.
Yes.
And,
I had some of those.
The UI is really condensed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time. My TV is across the room from where I'm watch, like looking at it.
No, but even me with a bigger TV than I used for most games, that is small text.
It is. And maybe I'm getting old, but I mean, it looks sleek as fuck. I really like how it looks updated wise.
It makes my eyes hurt sometimes too, because there's just like a lot of stuff visually going on.
Exactly. So if you're trying to grok like what the accuracy and the clip size and the, and you know, all you see is green or red basically.
Exactly.
So
I mean, it's a fun time though, but there's a lot to be discovered about this game. This is, we're level 10. There's multiple planets. I've only arrived on the second planet, and there's a lot of room to grow. But like Tyler was saying, I'm playing as Moe's, so it's kind of like, do I want the flamethrower, the rocket launcher, or the machine gun on my mech?
This is not even a question.
It's the
flamethrower.
Okay, look, the flamethrower is good, but it takes down heat a lot, and my minigun I use for...
Then spec into heat reduction.
I know.
Duh.
I know, I like incendiary.
God, I don't even own the game, and I know
it's
that.
It's like you never played Rumble before.
I don't play Rumble in League of Legends. League of Legends.
It's so easy.
Shout out to League of Legends. Guys, that's everything we had on our games list. As always, we're going to move into the end of the show. Do we have a super game riddle?
We do indeed. I'm pulling it up now.
Cool. I got a wreck.
Let's do quick wrecks. I thought we were going to skip wrecks, but I do think
I'm not going to think about it too long. So just
okay. Recommendations. Here's something to
get. I got a quick one.
Castle Crashers Remastered, nerds.
Shouts out to
Behemoth,
friend of the show, Mike C, who is also, we'll just do this now, the only person who got the super game riddle from last week, or last episode, right, correct?
Sorry, everybody.
Mike C, well, most people just didn't answer it. Guys, come on! Good job, Mike C, though. Mike C, his daughter played her first game where she was actually playing it, and it was Castle Crashers Remastered.
That's funny, I played Castle Crashers for the first time this week.
You're like a child.
I played it for the first time this week with my wife.
It's a fantastic game. It is a fantastic game, side-scrolling beat-em-up. What color of the night are you playing as?
With my wife, I'm orange, so I'm fire.
Okay.
With Kev, I'm...
Purple.
I always go red, because red...
Red's lightning.
Yes.
Red's good.
Red is really good for PvP, because you can just hold the person in your lightning and kill them in one hit, as long as you're a higher enough level.
Good thing I didn't choose that.
Yes. The thing I like about Castle Crashers, though, is...
Hey, Google.
As soon as you...
Set reminder to change
Why
to
would
red.
You do this?
Oh, my God.
Why would you do this to
the
me?
Jokes. All right. Let's get Castle Crashers Remastered. Watch Mindhunter Season 2. We already talked about that, but that'll get you in the mood for October. If you haven't watched Mindhunter Season 1, you should watch that. Kevin, what's something they should listen to or read or watch?
They
or?
Should read The Black Prism by Brent Weeks. The new...
Hey, very nice.
New book in the Lightbringer series is coming out here in October. It is a fantastic fantasy series in which people in this world bend light to create magic.
Saturday Night Book or Ghost Club by Craig Davidson is a small book of like 140 pages. It's one of those mainstream books. You could read that if you're into something spooky.
Marvel 1602 was just on Amazon for like $2.
Marvel
1602.
What is that?
By Neil Gaiman. I'm not really sure what it's about.
Oh, it's like a different run.
I think it's the Avengers in medieval times.
Whoa!
Like,
okay.
Straight up.
That's dope.
By Neil Gaiman?
The court wizard is Stephen Strange. Sir Nicholas Fury is...
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It looks dope. I'm,
send
I,
that. Have
to, yeah,
it.
Yeah, pull that up and send it to me. We'll put that on. We'll put that on the... If you want to buy that...
Awesome.
If you want to buy that, go into the show notes on supergamesite64.com. We will have an Amazon ad you can click through. Those are some of our recommendations. Let's move on to this super game riddle. Since only Mike C...
Do you want me to read last week's?
You can do it if you want. Yeah, sure. Mike C, you can guess again at home if you want.
Oh, shit. Still $2.
It's $50?
$2.
Okay.
On Kindle.
You can get it on Kindle. We'll have a link through for that. Kevin, what was last episode's super game riddle? Sorry.
Last week's was, he's largely nocturnal, a natural crook. He won't rob you blind. He plays by the book. His name will ring bells. Your wallet he'll pillage. This bandit finances half of the village.
And that was, of course...
Oh, man. His name rhymes with the first two lines.
It does.
Starts with a T.
Is it ringing
like
bells?
Took.
Fool. It's if you took. If you took his name.
Nam Took.
Got it. Got in one.
Thomas Nook, the raccoon.
Yes.
Correct? Guess? Yep,
that's right.
From Mike?
That's right.
Fail guesses from most
I just realized that his name backwards is phonetically also Coon.
Cool. That's fun.
I just realized that.
Because he's a raccoon.
Coon Mott.
Coon Mott.
Mott Coon.
I wonder if that's like a... never mind.
Maybe. Episode 130... This is 133 or 132? What are we on? 132.
It's probably 132.
132.
132. Cool, the episode Super Game Riddle. Episode 132. Are you ready, Kevin?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready, Matt?
If you want, yes. But if you want to answer this, you're going to go onto our social medias, which we'll give you right after this riddle. And answer it. You can answer it on our Twitters. You can answer it in the Facebook group where we post the podcast. We're in the thread for the riddle itself. Kevin, also, this is, we're talking about a character, right?
A character.
A character. So name the character and the game it's from if you want extra points. But you only need to name the character to be named on our show. Kevin?
Our wing command comrade who flies like an ace, shooting and bombing through treacherous space, grabbing rings, dodging asteroids is never a bother, saving the system. Just like his father.
That was the last line is always so cute with you. I love it. I love it. I know who it is. I don't know if Kevin or Tyler does.
How long did it take you to get? Because it
to the took, last. The
it
last
took
line.
Me the last line.
The last line. Well, because it could be many.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. That's great. So if you want to posit your answer for the Super Game Riddle, another banger from Kevbo here.
I want to throw something else out there too. I was telling the boys just before we started recording that I also include a little like. Little wink in the writing there.
Good
if
nod.
You could, if you could figure out that little wink, we're really, really impressed.
This one was the last line.
It no, was not.
It was not.
It was not.
I have to read it over. I think that's, I do better reading than I do audio listening when it comes to poetry. Our social media, before we get out of here, guys, you can find us on a variety of social medias. The show Twitter is at SuperGameCast64. But if you want to talk to us personally, you want to talk to me? I'm at SGC64, Matt.
I'm at P Krubs. I just changed it.
I'm at Decoy underscore plus.
What does the P stand for P
it
Krubs?
Stands, this week it stands for pusillanimous.
What?
I don't know what that word means.
I forgot what it means, so I hope it's good.
Pusillanimous.
Pusillanimous.
Here's some Instagram stuff. You want to see some cool pictures, some announcement news, funny videos?
Is it bad?
Hold on.
Timid.
Oh, okay.
Oh, timid is pusillanimous. Well, that's fine, sometimes.
Pusillanimous.
Pusillanimous. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's at SuperGameSite64, S-I-T-E, 64, if you want to check us out on Instagram. If you want to email us, just hello at SuperGameSite64.com. The Facebooks. Guys, the Facebooks. If you want to join our Facebook fan group, you can. Just type in SuperGameCast64 on your Facebook. I did actually update the URL, but I don't remember what it is right now. There's also a Facebook fan page on Facebook, obviously, for the podcast. There's also a Facebook fan page for the website, SuperGameSite64.com. Join all of them. You know, join whatever you want. Just get into the discussion. And, of course, go to SuperGameSite64.com for the latest articles. Maybe check out that one that Kevin is going to write about Link's Awakening, drop us a donation, supergamesite64.com/donate. We love you forever. Tyler, they were level 12 or 11 last time? What were they?
12.
Okay. If for some reason you're new and you've made it this far, at the end of each episode, we give you experience. Like, you're playing a role-playing game of your own, and the role you're playing is of our listener. If you've been listening since the beginning of the season, you would be what then, Tyler?
13.
You're level 13. If you've been listening since season 4, your prestige is level 113. Season 3, please email me. I'm going to say that every time. Kevin, you look like you're ready to say something.
I'm ready to say farewell. So long.
Thanks for all the...
Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
What is that Brad Pitt says in Inglourious... Arrivederci. Thank you so much for listening. Imagine a world where, Tyler?
Via con
Dios. Completely underwater.
Next time, we'll be starting and kicking off our October month special, which is Spooktober, which will be horror-themed. We'll still have our normally scheduled content, but we'll have a little bit of scares and spectaculars. Don't worry, no jump scares on the show. We're not going to make you jump out of your car seat while you're driving. People who do that, you're fucking stupid. People listen to podcasts in cars.
How's this for a cliffhanger?
Yep.
If you're ready to wrap it up, I got a cliffhanger.
Yes.
I think I might have come up with a new slogan.
A new slogan? For Spooktober, find out next time.
Just for the show.
Okay, well, we'll get to workshop that. Imagine a world where, Tyler?
Again, completely underwater.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks so much. Bye!